Introduction.
Hello, I'm Jack Canfield, and I want to share with you why I devoted the better part of 2 years of my life to co-authoring this book. Before I learned to read, I learned the dark side of drinking. My earliest childhood memories are of my father's drunken rages. He could drain almost an entire bottle of whiskey in one evening. And when he drank too much, he always became angry and violent. I can still remember in vivid detail being a terrified five-year-old hiding in the bottom half of the console of an old stand-up radio that I could crawl into, praying that he wouldn't find me and hit me. But even though I had found the perfect hiding spot, I still had to listen in fear as he physically and emotionally abused my mother and my younger brother. And on the occasions when he found me before I was able to hide, he would severely whip me with a thick leather belt or a heavy pig bristle hairbrush, which hurt and stung more than any bare hand ever could. Thankfully, when I was six, my mother filed for divorce, and with that, my life forever changed. I finally felt unafraid and free to be a child again. However, as she attempted to hide from the pain and embarrassment of her failed marriage and her inability to cope with the stress and anxiety of raising three kids by herself, my mother went from moderately drinking, primarily during multifamily picnics and other social occasions, to turning to alcohol as her daily way of coping. It was all she knew to do, and to be fair, there weren't a lot of options at that time. But whatever options there were, such as Alcoholics Anonymous, they were public, and my mother was very private. In our family, you didn't air your dirty laundry in public. My aunt and my grandmother were also alcoholics, often passing out at dinner. But it was a family issue that was never openly discussed or addressed. The scary part is that this story of mine is not unique. Today, more than 7 million children in the United States live in a household where at least one parent is alcohol dependent or is abusing alcohol. And even though there is not always physical abuse, as there was in my case, the result is all too often some form of childhood wounding that needs to be healed in later life. If there is such a thing as an alcohol gene, it skipped my youngest brother and me, but emerged in the next generation, gripping the lives of two of my three children. So I have seen firsthand the ravages of alcohol addiction and drug abuse, both on the alcoholic and on the extended family members. And it's because of these very painful personal experiences that I am so committed to this book and to helping you, the reader. While there have been great advances in personal development, psychology, and neuroscience over the past 20 years, most people are still not getting the help they need to overcome their abuse of alcohol. Society in general has failed to provide the proper tools and techniques for people to successfully overcome their problem drinking. David Sheff, in his book Clean, Overcoming Addiction and Ending America's Greatest Tragedy, states, "Prevention efforts have failed, and so too has what passes for a treatment system. 90% of people who need help never receive it. 90%. A few years ago, while I was conducting a workshop in Philadelphia, I met Dave Andrews. When I mentioned the devastating effects alcohol had had on my family, he excitedly told me about the extraordinary success he was having with an online coaching program he had developed called the 30-Day Sobriety Solution. I was instantly intrigued, especially when he told me how much of my work on success principles he had integrated into his program. In my Breakthrough to Success seminars, workshops, and trainings, I have taught these same principles to well over 1 million people of all ages, races, religions, and income levels in 47 different countries. I have had many participants in every country who were struggling with the negative effects of their drinking and wanted to cut back or quit. And when they learned the principles and participated in the exercises I taught, I consistently witnessed incredible breakthroughs, which were usually followed up by letters and emails expressing how these breakthroughs had led to long-term sobriety. And when I met Dave, I was thrilled to learn he was using these same principles and techniques to help people quit or cut back their drinking, and he was consistently seeing positive results. Once I reviewed the program and saw how brilliantly it was structured, I asked Dave to write a book with me so this revolutionary approach to sobriety or cutting back could reach more people. Dave and I spent the next 2 years turning the program into a book. And when the 30-Day Sobriety Solution was complete, We then tested it with a group of volunteers who were struggling with problem drinking or who were currently in recovery and discovered the book format, based on the most current research and insights gleaned from Dave's hundreds of hours of successful private coaching, was decidedly as effective. In fact, the most common feedback we received from the participants after they completed the program was that their desire to drink was completely gone. Other affirming feedback from the book-only test group led us to implement a free complimentary website with many of the features of Dave's original online program. This companion for your sobriety journey includes powerful tools such as soundtracks of guided visualizations and meditations, inspirational and instructional videos, and supplemental chapters. I have dedicated my life to helping people change their lives. And now that I've seen the results of combining my success principles with Dave's effective approach to achieving sobriety, I am confident that the 30-Day Sobriety Solution is indeed a breakthrough program that will help you successfully create a life where alcohol is no longer in control. I am honored and I'm humbled that you are listening to this audiobook, and I wish you all the best for a sober and fulfilling life.